Masechet Eduyot Perek Gimel Mishnah He. The next machloket we'll have between Rabbi Dosa and the Hachamim will talk about a slingshot. A slingshot, which is a device, like we know from David and Goliath, that was used to have stones shoot out of it. It would have a few different components. It would have the Bet Kibul, which is usually the cloth or the leather holder where the stone would go into. And coming out of that, there would be two different strings or two different cords. One cord would have a little bit of a circle at the end, and the other cord will have a handle at the end. The person would put one finger in that circle, and he would hold the handle with his other fingers, and he would swing the stone all the way to the spot that he wanted it to go to, and he would let go of the handle right at the moment that he wanted to release, and the stone would fly out and it would go very fast. Here we'll talk about whether that slingshot can become tameh. Mishnah says, Hakela shebet kibul shela arug teme'a. The slingshot where the holder is made of woven cloth could become tameh to all opinions. There's no machloket about that. We'll elaborate more on that in a moment. Veshel ord, but talking about if the holder was made of leather, that's where you have a machloket. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkonos metahe. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkonos says that the slingshot is considered to be tahor. It's never capable of becoming tameh because the small piece of leather that's there is not considered to be a utensil, and that holder where the stone would go is not considered to be a utensil. So therefore, it cannot become tameh if it's made of leather. If it's woven, everybody would agree that it could become tameh, because when talking about something woven, it could become tameh even if it's not considered to be a utensil. As long as it has a certain purpose, it could become tameh. So here, even though the slingshot is not considered to be a keli, to become tameh, if it was leather, it is woven, could become tameh because it has some sort of purpose. V'hachamim mitame'in. The hachamim say that the slingshot can become tameh because according to them, the holder is considered to be a utensil. It holds the stone, and therefore it is considered to be a keli. Even though the Hachamim said that the leather holder can become tameh, when the slingshot is partially broken, they would agree that it cannot become tameh. Nifsak bet etzba shela tehora. If the finger holder person would hold on to part of it before he released the slingshot, if that broke, that split, then it's tahor. The slingshot cannot become tameh because it's useless without that finger holder. Bet hapakia shela teme'a. But if the handle broke, the slingshot can still be used, and therefore it still has the status of a utensil, and it can become tameh because it's usable even without that handle.